is unstoppable. Your confidence unspeakable. I know you know, I know you know, that I know that you know. I'm willing to do anything to get attention from you, dear. Even though I don't have anything that I can bargain with. This is like a well-oiled machine. Could I please see that smile again? It's all that makes me feel that I am living in this world. I see you closing all the doors. I see the walls as they go up. I know it's what you have to do. I'd probably do the same thing to my dear. Baby, you where dreams go to die. I regret the day your lovely carcass caught my eye. Baby, you where dreams go to die. And I've gotta get away. I don't want to, but I have to try. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. Oh. you very much. The next song I want to do for you is called Sigourney Weaver, and it's about how when I was 12 years old, my family moved from Buchanan, Michigan, a very small town in Michigan, to Colorado, and I already realized when I was very young that I was gay, and I was hoping that this move to Colorado would erase that so that I could have a life. Just kidding. I'm not kidding, but of course, I changed my mind once I got the hang of it. So this is called Sigourney Weaver.
Twilight Zone, and I feel just like Sigourney Weaver when she had to kill those aliens, and one guy tried to get them back to the Earth, and she couldn't. Taken or I went towards what was west, to where the ground was dead, and struck out at the giant sky. The sky was black and filled with tiny silver holes, and it was there with a frightened voice that I began to cry out loud. And I just like Winona Ryder in that movie about vampires, and she couldn't get that accent right, and neither could that other guy. Like I am on Jupiter, the one that looks like rainbow sherbet, but it doesn't lend itself to life, and I haven't finished yet.
Thank you very much. This last song we're going to do for you is called "It." I saw you. I like your blouse. This last song we're going to do for you is called "It Doesn't Matter to Him," and it's about you'll get it from the lyrics. It's about the inability to deal with the sudden absence of love, or what one perceived as love. Thank you. started, I am successful as it were. I get to sing for lovely people all over this lovely world. And I am nowhere near as awkward as I was when I was younger. I guess I'm one of those guys who gets better looking as they age. And even though I have felt beaten down by constant doubt, depression and confusion brought about by people's actions, death and tax forms, I keep getting up. And I am loved by all my friends and family. Oh, there have been lots of raised eyebrows and concerned glances lately. It doesn't matter to him. I could be anything, but I could never win his heart again. It doesn't matter to him. He took away my AAA pass. I am invisible to him. And now I feel the soft pink flesh of my heart hardening to the countless possibilities contained within each day. Vulnerability feels like a cold, wet concrete room lit with fluorescent lighting, which, as you know, makes everything look bad. Still keep trying to figure out how I became irrelevant, how I got myself evicted from his heart from one day to the next. And the worst part is that even if I got an answer right now, it would not change anything, because we have become too strange. Doesn't matter to him. I could be anything, but I could never win his heart again. It doesn't matter to him. He took away my AAA pass. I am invisible to him. Doesn't matter to him. I could be anything, but I could never win his heart again. It doesn't matter to Thank you for this honor.